I got great news, guys.
It's the news update from Game Time Decisions.
News.
You got it. Yeah. Hey, sports fans, Cam Stewart, your Sports Grid News and Betting Update. You want an edge, cappers, you need to get on the grid. We got a great football game tonight. Should be a lot of fun. NFL Monday Nighter, a battle of AFC West heavyweights from Mexico City in the high altitude. KC versus the LA Chargers. Balls will be flying all over the place. KC now up to 5.5. I've even seen some 6 on some offshores. Total 52.5 flat in the game. First half line, KC -3. Total is 26. And remember, guys, 8 o'clock, Gabe and the gang will be in there for in-game live to get you through this game. Live betting there. We got NBA, college basketball, a couple hockey games in this NFL. So stay tuned, 8 o'clock, in-game live. Matt Nagy still has Mitchell Trubisky's back. He says he's still the number one quarterback. Bears coach insisting that the quarterback's benching had zero to do with his play. Nagy insists it was solely because of injury. Trubisky has a right hip pointer injury, with the injury happening on a sack at the end of the second quarter. He was replaced by Chase Daniel before the Bears took the field for the final drive versus the Rams. Trubisky, he's been pretty bad all year long. He went just 24-43 last night, one touchdown, one interception before being removed in the 17-7 loss. The loss was Chicago's fifth in the last 6 games, and Trubisky, the former number 2 overall pick, hasn't passed for more than 200 yards in 3 straight games, and he ranks 33rd of 33 qualifying quarterbacks and yards per pass attempt this season, dead last. Browns coach Freddie Kitchens made his first public comments today since the ugly on-field incident between the Browns and Steelers last week, where pass rusher Myles Garrett of Cleveland hit Pittsburgh quarterback Mason Rudolph over the head with a helmet. Garrett has since been suspended indefinitely, but he's appealing his suspension. Kitchens defended the 23-year-old, calling him a great person, and says he will support Garrett through thick and thin, and called the incident a horrible lapse of judgment. Still with the Brownies, quarterback Baker Mayfield will be keeping some cash in his wallet. The Cleveland signal caller won't have to pay $12,500 for criticizing officials in Week 5 after his appeal today. He won. Mayfield lambasting the refs over calls in the Browns' 32-28 loss to Seattle on October 23rd. According to reports from the NFL, Baker's words were deemed not strong enough to warrant the fine. The NFL making some schedule changes for Week 13, Sunday, December 1st. Red-hot Oakland and KC, it moves from 1 to 4, 25 p.m. on CBS. And interesting, Cleveland and Pittsburgh has moved from the 4:25 p.m. slot back to the 1 o'clock start on CBS. NCAA news, Alabama quarterback Tua Tagovailoa has undergone successful hip surgery. According to the Crimson Tide doctors, he's going to make a full recovery, so he will still have that NFL dream as college season, though, over for the year. NBA, the Houston Rockets have waived veteran Ryan Anderson today. Busy night in the NBA, 9 games on the schedule. 7 o'clock, Cleveland and New York, Knicks -5, 209.5, 7:30, Indiana and Brooklyn Nets -2, 216, Charlotte at Toronto, Raptors laying 8.5, 215 is your total. At 8, we got Milwaukee -8.5 at the Chicago Bulls, 231 is your total. Portland and Houston, Rockets -7.5, 231.5, 830. San Antonio at Dallas, Mavericks -4.5, 223.5, 9 p.m. action. Boston at Phoenix, the Suns, 3.5-point favorites, 227.5. Mini at Utah, Jazz -9.5, 219. And at 10:30, OKC at L.A., the Clippers, 9-point favorites, 222 is your total. Top 25 NCAA action, half an hour tip. We got Charleston Southern at number 3, Michigan State, that's at 6:30. Sparty, -35.5, 142, 7 o'clock. Utah Valley State at number 9, Kentucky Wildcats, -25, 134, 8 o'clock. We got Colgate at 22, Auburn Tigers, -15, 149.5, 830. We got Stetson at number 10, Ohio State. The Buckeyes are -31, 128.5 is the total. 9 o'clock, UC Irvine at number 3, 23, Colorado. Buffaloes, -11, 136. And UTSA is at number 17, Utah State. Aggies, -19.5, 152. Baseball, Derek Jeter and Jason Giambi, a pair of former Yankees among several players making the debut on the BBWAA Hall of Fame ballot in 2020. Among the 18 players named on their debuts, 14 others are remaining on the open ballot after receiving at least 5% of the overall vote in 2019, so they get to stick around. NHL news, bad news for the Canadiens. Star forward Jonathan Drouin, he's going to miss 8 weeks after undergoing wrist surgery today. And Paul Byron, he's out indefinitely for both hurt in the Washington game. The New Jersey Devils, they've waived goaltender Corey Schneider, sending him down the American Hockey League. They called up Louis Domingue He'll back up starter Mackenzie Blackwood. Toronto forward Trevor Moore out two more games at least. A shoulder injury. Just two games in the NHL tonight. We got 7 o'clock action. Anaheim at Washington. Caps minus 225. Total 6. And 9 o'clock, we got the Kings in Arizona. Coyotes minus 165. 5.5 is your total. I'm Cam Stewart. Join me and Gabe Morenci for hour 2 of Red Heat and Rage Radio. He's still at the Meadowlands Sportsbook. It's going to be a lot of fun. We'll break down tonight's Thursday nighter. We got NBA action, college basketball action, and NHLs too. So hour 2 of Red Heat and Rage on Sports Grid. It's coming up next.
All you have to decide is what to do with the time that is given to you.
Game time decisions.
All right, we're in the level 2 here. Get on the grid, Sports Grid. It's a Monday at the track, which means we've got all the C, D, E, F, and G tracks on the board. I've never seen this one before, Cam. Turns out it's in New Mexico. Zia Park.
Oh, yeah,
you know, Zia Park. Park. Z-I-A. Yeah. Zia Park.
I used to play Zia Park at Shoeless. It's, one of, as you said, D, E, F tracks. Yeah, Turf Paradise is okay, but today Northfield's a staple, but Dover Downs, Zia Park, you said it, Western Fair in London, Ontario. Yeah, there's some real, it's a dog's breakfast on Monday, buddy. You're going to see some real degenerates at the horse book tonight.
How about this one? I never heard of this one. Race 1 just starting. It just went off at Rosecroft.
Oh, I don't even, Rosecroft? Nope, I know Zia Park.
Rosecroft.
I don't know. Let me see Rosecroft.
Rose?
Or is it standard bred or thoroughbred? Rosecroft.
They're trotters.
Yeah, they're
Rosecroft Raceway. All right. It is in Oxon Hill, Maryland.
Oh, I thought I said it says Rosecroft, San Diego.
Huh. No, yeah, it's in Maryland.
Rosecroft Raceway. Yeah, Fort Washington, Maryland. Wow, there's another one, a Rosecroft in San Diego, but it's not Rosecroft Way. Yeah, you're right. Maryland. Yeah, I never heard of Rosecroft, Gabe, but it's pretty low grade, I would have to assume.
I would say so. Live racing handle in the entire year, $842,000. Well, Rosecroft Raceway, nicknamed the Raceway by the Beltway for being close to Interstate 495, is a harness racing track in Fort Washington, Maryland. It opened in 1949. Interesting. Let's see some photos. Yeah, this place.
Yeah,
wow. This is... Well, I don't know. If we lived out there, this is probably where our horse would have ran.
Oh, no, exactly. Actually, I'm going to their website. It's quite nice, actually. Let's put the brakes on. Rosecroft might be better than we think. Remember, we raced.
Look at boxing there, too. I'm looking at it. They got boxing matches.
Nice. That's great. Dining events, boxing, horse. Yeah, they got all sorts of stuff. Live racing. Yeah, Rosecroft.
Rosecroft.
Better than we thought.
Raceway. A player that we didn't get to on the list here, Larry Walker.
I like Larry Walker.
From what I understand, this is Larry Walker's last year of eligibility, which is pretty ridiculous. But so this is serious for Larry Walker. And the thing with Larry Walker is he's getting screwed over because he played the first half of his career for the most part in Montreal, and he was damn good. All right, but, Montreal sort of got overlooked. Then he went to Colorado, where people would say, your stats are inflated because you play in the altitude in Colorado.
Exactly.
Yet, I can tell you, Ken, he hit .278 on the road. That's a better average than 33 players that are in the Hall of Fame right now. And on the other side, we'll give you some more convincing Larry Walker numbers to get him in. Hell of an arm, too. Great defensive player.
NFL season is now upon us, and you can become the 8th person to win $1 million in a FanDuel or DraftKings tournament by setting their lineups using the DailyRotor.com DFS Lineup Optimizer. If you are playing daily fantasy sports and not using DailyRotor.com, you're doing it wrong. Sign up now for the NFL access with a faster optimizer, smarter DFS projections, and better results. Enter promo code ACTION for a 10% discount. That's promo code ACTION for a 10% discount. DailyRotor.com, where millionaires are made.
Have you written a book and need some insight into what comes next?
Or are you passionate about cooking and want to know how to make it your career?
Or maybe you just want to hear insider stories about the entertainment industry. Either way, we've got you covered with the Two Guys from Hollywood podcast. I'm Alan Nevins, a literary agent and talent manager.
And I'm Joey Santos, a columnist and celebrity chef. And on our podcast, Two Guys from Hollywood, we bring our expertise to the table with, of course, delicious cocktails and all kinds of recipes for you to try at home.
So grab a drink and join us. We've got a wide range of celebrity guests and Hollywood insiders to discuss pop culture, publishing, and entertainment. And we'll provide you with an unfiltered and sometimes brutally honest show about Hollywood.
As we like to say, we don't dish, we serve.
Listen and follow Two Guys from Hollywood on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll talk at you soon.
Hey everyone, it's Michelle Williams, and I love being able to share my story with you on my podcast, Checking In with Michelle Williams, where my guests and I get real as we share the ups and downs of our mental health journeys, and I'd love for you to join me. I'm still on my own journey, but I want to be transparent with you because as I was posting all the highlights of my life on social media, I was breaking down. And too many people fall victim to the picture-perfect image of the high life, so I created a space to discuss the good and the bad. We can laugh, man. We gonna learn, and most of all, I hope to inspire you to go on this journey with me to better mental health. This is gonna be your church, your turn-up, and everything in between. So join me on my podcast, Checking In with Michelle Williams, a safe space for every kind of person. Listen to Checking In with Michelle Williams every Tuesday, a part of the Black Effect on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, back to live action, fellas. All right, so it's last call for Larry Walker. Last year of eligibility. Great article here, Baseball America, by Tracy Ringlesby. Tracy Ringlesby is that guy with the cowboy hat that covers the, it looks like Jim Ross. He covers the,
I love that guy.
Covers
Houston
the Rockies.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, sorry, Dad. The Rockies. Right, the Rockies. Good call, Gabe. Yeah, I like that guy. He's good. Good guy.
Tracy Ringlesby covers the Rockies, so he's got some good, you know, he watched Larry Walker play quite a bit. So Larry Walker is just one of six players in Major League Baseball history who finished with a 300+ batting average, 400+ on base percentage, 550+ slugging percentage, 450 or more doubles, 60 or more triples, 350 or more home runs, and 1,250 or more RBIs. The only other five players in baseball history to do this, Stan Musial, Babe Ruth, Jimmy Fox, Ted Williams, and Lou Gehrig. So it's pretty... pretty lofty company, right? So exactly. One of just six players. The other five, Stan Musial, Babe Ruth, Jimmy Fox, Ted Williams, and Lou Gehrig, all of which are Hall of Famers.
You're right. That's
Larry
the thing
Walker.
That you brought it up too, Gabe. It's that defensive thing. That Larry Walker was a multiple, like he was a gold glover too. So not only was he an offensive beast with home run power, you don't hear his name, and then he like bat like Larry Walker's the real deal, man. You said it. Played in Montreal, Colorado. He still did damage, and defensively, you're right. He had a rocket arm, man. Like Vlad Guerrero, like he could throw guys from anywhere in the outfield, man. He was good. I'm with you. I put Larry Walker in. He deserves to be there.
So Walker compiled nearly 73 wins above replacement, according to BaseballReference.com. The only position players with at least 73 WAR who are eligible to Hall of Fame but are not in Hall of Fame are Barry Bonds, Pete Rose, Bill Dahlin, and Lou Whitaker to go along with Larry Walker. This is what's interesting. All right, he played 17 years. 10 of the years were in Colorado, yet he hit .278 on the road, which is higher than 33 position players that are already in the Hall of Fame right now. Walker, who is a left-handed hitter, had a career .306 average against left-handed pitchers. Tony Gwynn had a .324 average. Rod Carew, .317. They're the only left-handers in the Hall of Fame who hit better than .306 against lefties. Number three on the list, Wade Boggs at .298.
Wow.
Like, if you look, like, you compare this stuff, he's among the best of all time. Like, you know, his numbers match up with the greatest hitters. According to Bill James, the number one comparison for Larry Walker is Hall of Famer Duke Snyder. Number five comparison is Joe DiMaggio. Number six, wow. Johnny Mize. Number 10, Chuck Klein. All Hall of Famers. Walker was consistent from the start to the career to the end of the career, posting a batting average of 301 or better in every month of his career. That's insane. Like, that's like, dude, 17 years.
No slumps.
Every month of his career, he hit better 301 or better in every month of a 17-year career. That's insane.
That is. That's crazy, man.
Get this. He also hit 313 before the All-Star break and 313 after the All-Star break, as far as his average. 7 gold gloves in right field.
Yeah.
The only people that won more gold gloves that aren't in the Hall of Fame, Barry Bonds, Jim Edmonds, Dwight Evans, and Gary Maddux.
Nice company.
He's better than all those guys except Barry Bonds. Jim Edmonds is really good. He's right there, too. Walker, 7-time Gold Glover, 5-time All-Star, 3-time batting champion, 1997 National League MVP. Those are Hall of Fame-worthy numbers. And this is his last crack at it, and they're saying they don't think he's going to get in. Like, that's the thing. Like, so, like, these guys, they want to punish. They punish people that were juiced up, and then they punish people that weren't juiced up. You know what I mean? Like, I don't get it. Like, so at this point, like, you know, what's the criteria to get into the Hall of Fame? That they were really nice to you? That,
yeah, exactly.
You know, they Darryl won Baines? 6 World Series. They had to play for the Yankees. Like, I don't really get it.
And Larry Walker, like, was a cool dude, too. Like, he came across as, like, a pretty likable guy. Like, he was cool. He was amazing. Everything you say, Gabe, like, you know what I mean? Defensively, way above average. Offensively, way above average. And the thing that shocked me when you were giving me those numbers was consistency. Stellar consistency. Over 300 all the time, every month. That's craziness. Like, that's instant Hall of Fame. And every category you mentioned, he's with the best of the best. You're right. I don't know who he screwed over. They're really holding the Coors angle against him. They're holding the Coors Field stuff against him, which is not his fault.
Yeah, I cannot believe that he hit over 301 in every month of his career.
Every month. That's nuts.
I mean, a 17-year career.
That's craziness. I would put him in almost just for that. That's the consistency of baseball is the hardest sport, too. Guys have hot streaks, cold streaks. To do that all the time, to consistently hit over 300 is unheard of. So, yes. Now, the more facts and empirical data you're bringing to the table, it's a shame that this guy's not in the Hall of Fame. And you throw in the defense, which is above average, way above average. So, it makes no sense. He probably pissed off somebody, Gabe. These baseball writers are so vindictive. God, they're brutal. Like, get over it, man. Like, seriously, guy
pissed
me off.
Here.
Too bad.
It says, in the early years of Larry Walker's time on the Hall of Fame ballot, a writer who once covered Walker wrote about how much he enjoyed watching Walker play, but he wasn't a Hall of Famer because he partied and didn't take it seriously enough. A few years later, the writer wanted to talk to Walker. He apologized for what he had written, but the damage had already been done. Walker's on the Hall of Fame ballot for the 9th time this year, never passing 35%. He's got to go from 35% to 75%.
70, yeah, 75. Yep, that's not happening.
75%. No,
not gonna happen.
It's not, and like he was. He even said last week. He was asked. I see. He said, "No, I'm not going to pick up 54%. Am I?" I'm not really. I can get, like, if he was, like, right on the cusp and it was a big debate. But it seems like they're like, no, he's not a Hall of Famer. They don't even want to discuss it, essentially.
And that writer can actually go shove it up his ass, because it doesn't matter if you party or not. Who cares if he partied? Look at the numbers. They're fantastic. So he managed to party and do his job. If you go out like these hockey guys and do rails and do whatever and show up and have a 4-point night in hockey, does it make you any worse of a player? No. You just have an ability to shake it off. A hangover, ding, ding, ding. You go out there and you do your job. The guy wrote an article about him partying too much. Who cares? The guy's numbers are amazing. That writer's a dick, actually. That's irresponsible Like to put give somebody a pen and a computer and putting that stuff together for what he's done, Gabe. You know what I mean? The guy's still getting it done. So who really cares what he does? Who cares?
I've seen these guys. I sat in the Major League Baseball press box every night for years, Cam.
Dicks.
And they don't, a lot of them, they shouldn't have a vote, like, to be honest. Yeah, this is the problem.
I agree with you. I agree
they're,
with you.
They're only seeing, and especially in the older days, they would see even less. So I used to see it firsthand. And I'd be surprised. I'd be find out, oh, yeah, he's got a Hall of Fame vote. And she's got a Hall of Fame vote. And I'm like, they barely even watch the game here.
I know.
Like, one of the guys has Hall of Fame vote. He barely shows up. He's here, like, he leaves in the sixth inning. He's having coffee. He's talking to people. Right? It's not like he's soaking every, like, you know. And a lot of it, I realize it was the relationship you had with people. And it's just, it's ridiculous. I mean, these people that are voting for the Hall of Fame. Because the problem is, Cam, even if you're, let's say you're a beat writer and stuff, so you have a Hall of Fame vote. You're only seeing your team play every night, Cam.
It's true.
You're not seeing, like, the other guys every night in the league. So then you're going off of stats, reputation. Well, he was cool with me when he came to town once a year. You know what I mean? He was all right. Oh, he was a jerk. It really does matter. You brought up Jack Morris. Jack Morris is a great pitcher. Jack Morris is one of the biggest jerks ever to the media for years. So they were like, screw you. Right? Jack Morris suddenly got nice for a couple of years. They put him in. That's the way it works. But I don't know why they're screwing Larry Walker over.
NFL season is now upon us, and you can become the eighth person to win $1 million in a FanDuel or DraftKings tournament by setting their lineups using the DailyRoto.com DFS Lineup Optimizer. If you are playing daily fantasy sports and not using DailyRoto.com, you're doing it wrong. Sign up now for the NFL access with a faster optimizer, smarter DFS projections, and better results. Enter promo code ACTION for a 10% discount. That's promo code ACTION for a 10% discount. DailyRoto.com, where millionaires are made.
To $1,000, go to pointsbet.com/grid and open up a PointsBet sports wagering account. Enter the promo code GRID and you get two risk-free bets up to $1,000. In addition to traditional betting, PointsBet also offers its own betting concept where customers are rewarded by how much they win their bet by. For example, if you're playing tonight's NFL game and you bet the Chiefs as a road favorites at -4.5, well, it's up to 5.5, and they beat the Chargers by 7 points, you'll receive 7 times your stake. That's pointsbet.com/grid. Go to the promo code GRID and get your two risk-free bets up to $1,000 today. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER, 21 and over. New Jersey only. Eligibility restrictions apply. See website for full details.
I think being Canadian, Cam, hurts Walker.
That's another good point. He's a Canuck. That's an excellent point.
Yeah, so, he lives out there.
Canadian.
Lives out there in the woods in B.C., you know what I mean? He's a good kid in BC, Maple Ridge kid. You know what I mean? Doesn't live in Dallas. Doesn't, like, suck up to the baseball writers.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, I think it hurts him.
Oh, it hurts him big time.
All right. I just retweeted something here. A quick change of subject here. We'll get some picks, too. I just retweeted this, though. The Memphis Grizzlies just tweeted something out. About 2 hours ago they tweeted this. I just see it now. Grizzlies tweet this out. They're like, Saturday, the wait is over. And there's a picture of Ja Morant, and he's wearing a Vancouver Grizzly jersey. So they're wearing, like, the Grizzly jerseys on Saturday, except not just, like, the old Grizzly colors and stuff. It says Vancouver. They are wearing Vancouver Grizzly jerseys.
Oh, God, that's so disrespectful.
And it's just, yeah.
Like,
this is incredibly tone deaf. Like, I brought this up. Remember, like, earlier this year, the Nationals did it. I didn't like it. The Nationals did it. They wore Expos gear one day. At least Max Scherzer pitched that day, and he looked good. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I was like, damn, Scherzer looks good in that uniform. But I didn't like it at all. But the thing is, the Nationals, they didn't even really steal the Expos, Cam. That's why I don't really have a big beef with the Nationals. I don't like them.
Exactly.
Dude, the Expos were like a kid that was neglected and, like, the parents never came back. Major League Baseball owned the team, Cam, for 2 years. And they told people in Montreal, somebody buy the damn team from us. All right? We don't care who. Like, you know, we'll lend you the money. Like, they were basically like, you, all right, what do you got? Like, Cam, seriously. Like, Bud Selig at the time, he was like, if you've got $50 million, man, give me the $50 million and we'll work it out after. All right? It was one of those deals. It wasn't baseball. Like, Bud Selig didn't steal the Expos. Washington didn't steal the Expos. People in Montreal got used to baseball owning them and thinking, they've been saying this for years. You know what I mean? And whatever. You know what I mean? So, I don't look at the same. Memphis flat out stole the Vancouver Grizzlies. Yes, the NBA screwed the city of Vancouver. All right? I love the NBA, but let's call it off for what it is. Yeah. Stern screwed the Pacific Northwest. Just like DeLarry Walker, who's from the Pacific Northwest.
Pacific Northwest.
They're like, they screwed Seattle.
You're telling
me Seattle was every bit as much of a franchise as Portland was. You guys just said, suck it, Seattle, right away. Yep. Seattle have a deep tradition. The Supersonics were a hip team. They're a good team. They're a good franchise.
Great team.
And then that jerk off that owns Starbucks, the guy that owns Starbucks, couldn't, I'm not building an arena. And the NBA right away fleeced them and screwed them and went to Oklahoma City. Vancouver. Dude, the Vancouver attendance wasn't terrible. They were getting 15,000 people a game still, even though they sucked. Vancouver gets more. We're getting more people then than the Brooklyn Nets get now, all right, than the Nets were getting. So, you know, it was a screw job. And the Grizzlies were terrible. Was the franchise solid? No. But that low-life owner that came in, took them to Memphis, and now you're going to wear their damn jerseys? Like, are you kidding me?
Disgusting, too.
Like, they shouldn't be allowed to wear those jerseys.
Tony Massenburg was the best player on the Vancouver Grizzlies for years with the big country era and all that. Mike Bibby, then Bibby came along. Like, but you said it, man. Bottom, every single year they were bottom. As for the Seattle Sonics, let's talk about this. You got Ray Allen, Dana Barrows, Tom Chambers, Michael Cage, Sean Kemp, Detlef Schrempf, Gary Payton. Can I go on? They were the deepest team in the damn league back then. You want to talk about history? Those Seattle teams were wicked, Gabe. Wicked. Like, absolutely wicked. Like, there was not a weak link on that team. Anyway, you're right. And you're telling me the only team in the Pacific Northwest is Portland? So what's the closest franchise? Sacramento? You got no Vancouver. You got no Seattle. I'm with you. Memphis, get bent. And there's no Grizzlies in Memphis either. You should have changed your name. They're in Vancouver.
The thing is, that goes without saying.
That's another story.
Another thing is, too, like I said, the NBA is a pretty smart league. The fact that they don't have a team in Vancouver now is criminal.
I agree.
The fact that they don't have a team in Vancouver is asinine. And the fact that an ownership group in Vancouver hasn't, like, run to the NBA right now and said, listen, we have the money. We want a team back. We need a team. Look at the Raptors' success. Look at the Raptors' success. They took over the country. Like, it's insane.
How does Seattle not have an
Vancouver
NBA team?
Well, because they're getting a hockey team back. But you look at the city of Vancouver. It's rich. They love basketball. Really? It's right, it's right near California. Like, the weather is nice. Players would want to play there. Weed is legal. I could go on and on about the pluses of it. We read the players poll the other day about NHL players. We're asked, would you want to play in Seattle? And they all said the same thing. Yeah, it's like Vancouver. We like Vancouver. Right? So, like, Vancouver would be a popular place to play even. There's a ton of Asian people in Vancouver and in British Columbia. There's just so much marketing and money that, like, it's asinine that they're not in. I tell you, it's crazy. The Montreal Canadiens, and this has gone on. I brought this up in the past, and people, like, sort of, like, think you don't picture it, but, Cam, the Montreal Canadiens have met with Adam Silver, like, 3 or 4 times in the last year and a half. Canadiens aren't stupid, bro. They see the Raptors. They see the Leafs.
For sure they do.
They're like, why don't we have a team in our arena like this? We already have an arena. You know what I mean? Yeah. And Adam Silver listened to them because he even said, He said, yeah, they're the Montreal Canadiens. Like, this isn't a fly-by-night operation saying we want in, right? The Canadiens have kicked the tires on this. I'm saying, like, when there's an international, like, when there's a bigger, like, I'm not saying next city in. My guess is there's NBA basketball in Montreal in 10 years, 15 years type thing. 10, 15 years. You know, whenever they sort of go into, like, a bigger scope, you know what I'm saying? Like, when they really expand, Vegas will be one of the next ones. There'll be a team in Vegas for sure.
Well, they're going to have to contract
some
teams.
It's pretty crazy.
They got to contract some teams. You can't just keep on adding, like, and Memphis would be one of those teams, right? Like, you look at the attendance
joke,
there. Yeah. You think? People more care about the
Dude,
Memphis
the
Tigers
basketball
than they care
team.
About the Grizzlies.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Penny Hardaway's a bigger star than anyone on that, like, NBA team is.
Yes.
The Memphis Tigers. Like, they don't even have money for the NBA. Like, that's still the stupidest thing ever. Like, dude, courtside tickets at a Memphis game are like $90. Like, yeah. They can't even make money because they can't charge enough because people don't have the money. It's
exactly.
Like pointless being there. I don't want to be a jerk, but it's pointless
no, it's true,
being
though.
There. Like, you'll
it
never
is.
Make money. Even if you won the title, you wouldn't make money. You'll never make money. You have this, like, penthouse high-rise in a neighborhood that people can't afford it. So you're selling, you're renting out your place for dirt cheap. Like, you're losing money yep. on this. Like, it's dumb, right? It's just dumb. But
the Memphis Grizzlies
whatever,
are 20. Yeah, we'll get on to it. We got picks tonight. They're 29th out of 30 teams in average attendance. Actually, the team in 30th kind of shocks me. Minnesota. And then Atlanta's a 28, Hornets 27, Pistons 26.
They like hockey
Suns.
In Minnesota.
Yeah, they do. Minnesota likes to end the Golden Gophers till the loss this weekend. But, yeah,
and
you're
let's
absolutely
be real.
Correct.
The T-Wolves are a frustrating team.
It's
like, imagine,
true.
Like, I'd be fed up with that team, too, with Wiggins and Towns and them not
yeah.
caring. And you know what I mean? It'd be frustrating.
Yeah.
Like, they never change the T-Wolves. They never get better. They're just the same dudes every year. They're showing a little heart this year. I guess it's just people are getting worn out. It's been, you know what it is? It's been a long time since the T-Wolves have been a playoff team, right?
Yeah.
You got the Minnesota Wild. The Minnesota Gold Gophers are really good this year. There's other sports there in that town.
Twins had a good year.
And yeah, the Twins. Like, there's competition. You got to win, right?
Yeah.
I don't like this Grizzly jersey stuff. But anyways. All right. Let's get into the games tonight. So we'll get rid of the NHL here since there's only two of them. We'll get into it. Anaheim Ducks at the Washington Capitals. Capitals are -210, total is 6. Kings at Coyotes. Coyotes -170, total is 5.5. What do you think of the hockey games here?
Yeah, the hockey games, you know, I at first look at the board and look for a dog, and I can't really find one. Washington's been playing not as good recently. This is a good time to get their act back together against an Anaheim team. Do I want to lay -220? No. It's either -1.5 or regulation with probably about 40 or 50 cent juice. That's something I would look at. And as for this Coyotes game, Gabe, I like the Coyotes. I know the Kings beat Vegas. Vegas is a train wreck, and I'm going to tell you something here right now, and you can put this on the tape, Yang, and remember and put in the archives. I'm not sure if the Toronto Maple Leafs are going to make the playoffs in hockey. Their problems are so deep and bad. It's an absolute train wreck now, Gabe, losing 6-1 to the Pittsburgh Penguins. This is a team that was supposed to be in the 2 or 3 hole for the Stanley Cup. They'll be lucky to make the playoffs. Give me the Arizona Coyotes tonight, parlayed with Washington to plus money.
I'm looking at the Coyotes. I like the Coyotes. The Coyotes are flying under the radar.
They're
Kings have responded with three wins in a row here.
Yeah.
You know, it's probably the best little run the Kings have been on. I see Arizona 1-for-26 on their power play. Wow, in their last 8 games.
That's not good.
Jonathan Quick has stopped 74 of 80 shots. If this total was 6, 6.5, I'd jump on the under here.
NFL season is now upon us, and you can become the 8th person to win $1 million in a FanDuel or DraftKings tournament by setting their lineups using the DailyRotor.com DFS Lineup Optimizer. If you are playing daily fantasy sports and not using DailyRotor.com, you're doing it wrong. Sign up now for the NFL access with a faster optimizer, smarter DFS projections, and better results. Enter promo code ACTION for a 10% discount. That's promo code ACTION for a 10% discount. DailyRotor.com, where millionaires are made.
All All right, game time decisions continues. Get on the grid, sports grid. I am Morenci. We're throwing it down here at the FanDuel Sportsbook, Sports Grid Studios at the Meadowlands. We got Monday Night Football this evening. The point spread getting out of control right now. Last check at 5.5, and total remains at 52.5. If you're looking at the total here tonight, Kansas City are 5-0 to the over in their last five Monday Night Football games. 5-1 to the over in game last six game 11s of the year. Chargers are 7-1 to the over as an underdog versus the Chiefs when both teams are coming off a loss. We can go on. But Chargers are just the Chargers are 7-3 to the under on the year. Their offense is inconsistent. Phillip Rivers is just not having a very good year. Age is starting to catch up to this guy. They have had offensive line issues and a lot of injuries. Yet, still, Phillip Rivers, 14 touchdown passes, 10 interceptions on the year. You know, it's very average. Now they're going to have to keep up with a Kansas City team that's playing on Monday Night Football for the first time this year. Think about that, guys. We're into week 11 right now.
Yeah.
The Kansas City Chiefs have not been on Monday Night Football yet. Yet somehow, Cam, the New York Jets have been on twice. The Redskins have been on twice. The Bears have been on TV. How many times have the Bears been on TV, bro?
I hate to say this, and I know my nickname's the Bear. The Bears should be banned from all primetime games.
They're always on TV, everything. The Bears.
They're horrible. You heard the update, Mitch Trubisky? The guy is about 50% passer, Gabe. Out of all 33 quarterbacks that qualify, he has the lowest yards per attempt. Basically can't even get it down the field. They're boring as hell. I like watching their defense. But other than that, it's a train wreck. You're right. You're putting, like, I don't want to see the Washington Redskins on primetime games. I don't care. And you're absolutely correct. This is what we should be having. You want to put on a team, Oakland, new and improved, put them on. Kansas City, exciting as hell. Those are guys that we could look at right now. You know, Saints, hell, even though the Falcons are having a bad year, they've won a couple games in a row. I'd rather see them than anybody. Like, this is, yeah, you said it. Like, how do these teams get on? Cleveland's been on too much. It's a joke, man. Yeah, you're right. The Bears, I'm saying ban the Bears. Brutal.
The last time, though, the Chiefs were on Monday Night Football, actually, he threw six touchdown passes.
Uh-oh.
Mahomes did. Six touchdown passes.
Six.
Yeah, it was the Rams game. If you remember, it was that crazy Rams game.
The crazy
the Rams won.
That's right.
What was the score? 55-50?
What was it? 55-50? Yeah, 55-50, 51, 50? Yeah, I think you're right. I think there's 100 and something points scored. I think it was close to 100. Yeah, 95? That game was nuts. I remember that game. Man, that was wild. That was a wicked. That was one of the best games ever. You like offense.
Yeah, that was the best Monday nighter. Definitely the best Monday night. A lot of times people talk about best ever in today's day and age, and it really isn't, but that
best
actually
Monday
was
nighter.
Pretty crazy. Yeah, that really was. See, that's the first time he's been on Monday Night Football since then. It's insane. But it also makes you think that 2.5 touchdown passes isn't so crazy at plus money.
Yeah.
He could easily throw for three touchdowns. He came back last week. Mahomes came back from his injury. He completed a career-high 36 passes, 446 yards, and three touchdowns. Yeah, the guy's just a stat machine. We're gonna hit. I'm going over the number with his passing yards. It's 318.5. Seems like a lot for a quarterback, but like I said, dude, this guy, like, he throws like 400 yards a game, basically. Like, 318 is low, actually, for Mahomes. Hopefully it didn't move. I did a video for FanDuel earlier, and I gave it out at 318.5. Let's see what it is now. All right, do we have Big Card Julio? It's my bad, Yang. Yang told us we had Big Card Julio, and we let him hang in the bullpen here.
Let's Hall of see. Famer.
Who, Big Card Julio? Well, yeah. Mahomes.
Mahomes is going to be. Big Card Julio for his soccer bets. Soccer bets, for sure. He's Hall of Famer.
318.
Lichtenstein. Yeah, 318.
318.5. All right, do we have Big Card Julio, or do we lose him, Yang? Big Card Julio. What's up, Julio?
Well, forgive me for the last time I was on, and I didn't mean to cause a big uproar with my Molson comment there, Gabe and Cam.
No, I was just making the point, Julio. There's a lot of Molson products. It's kind of like there's not just beer called Molson. It's just like a family of like 20 Molson beers. It's all good, buddy. We love you. It's no problem. Just beer chat. I know people got fired up when it comes to beer.
Molson.
Yeah, people got fired.
Molson is also. Molson owns by Coors, too, right? Molson Coors. They
Molson
merged.
Molson Coors, correct.
Yep, they joined exactly. Forces, Molson and Coors. So it's a Molson Coors now. All right, what do you got for us, Julio?
Hope the tour went well in Quebec there, Gabe. I was going to ask you about Mahomes' over prop. Unfortunately, my book has it at 324.5. Is that still a decent number to play? My biggest concern tonight in the Monday Night Football game, after doing some research, I guess the Chiefs decided to stay in Kansas City all week. The Chargers spent the week out in Colorado prepping for a game in awful, awful air conditions, even with the altitude in Mexico City. Any cause of concerns there, especially for Kansas City? I'd like to go with Kansas City. I'm even thinking about a Kansas City Washington Capitals cross-sport parlay. Wanted to get your guys' thoughts on that. And Cam, I'm staying away from the Euros. It's the final day of the competition. If anything was like today, go with just blindly go with overs in every game. A lot of these teams have already locked up spots in the Euro 2020 competition next summer. So if I were people, I'd go for goals. And then my last thing, I was at the FanDuel book in Indiana over the weekend. Crazy that you could in-game parlays. I was able to do a couple of those over the weekend. It was a great book, great options. If people have a FanDuel out in their area, I'd highly endorse you check it out. But those are my thoughts, guys. Oh, yeah. I hope you have a good evening.
Oh, in-game
parlays.
That's
all people do here. That's all people do here. It's annoying. They stand at the window and they're like this game and that game. Like, it's like they take like 10 minutes to do it. And then, you
that's
know,
a problem.
And I wonder,
that's
I'm like, why does the book let them do this? Because they always lose. That's why I realize that's because they're making like $440 million a month off of these people's parlays. Thanks, Big Card Julio. Always a pleasure. Sorry for the wait there, buddy. We'll get you out faster next time. My bad. All right. Knicks are playing the Cavs tonight. Last time the Cavs, I don't know what the deal is, dude. Like, a couple of things, actually, random thoughts here. Do the Cavs play the freaking Knicks, like, twice a week, every week? They just play a couple of times. They always play these teams. Secondly, do the San Francisco 49ers play every game at home? Like, do those guys ever go on the road? You notice this, Cam? Like, every damn week, it's the Niners at home. Like, I never see these guys on the road.
Yeah, they played Seattle at home. Last game against Arizona. And honest to God, if you got a bad number on that game, that's the biggest pooch job ever. Like, if you got 10, getting a pick six on the last play there, like Arizona.
Oh, yeah,
was
I had 10,
Kev.
I had 10.
You got 10.5? What a nightmare. No. Push. Good God. I mean,
let me know what's in the account, actually, if you can. I wanted to ask you. Let me know what I got in there.
I checked it. It's very big. Did you make a deposit or is it just.
Yeah. I put it in.
I was going to go, wow, well, you were away. I thought you just put $500 on a game and it won or something. I'm like, hey,
what is
it? Hold on. Let me check. What do you think it is? Let's play a game. Price is right. What do you think? What do you think? I like to play games. What do you think's in there?
It's 578.
Incorrect. Higher. And I claimed the $20 bonus for you. So there you go, sir.
What
you
is it?
More money.
622.33.
Kind of in the middle.
I put six. I swear I put, Cam, I put five. And then on the way out, I was passing a Shopper's Drug Mart. I was
like, another 150.
I was like, you know you're going to need it. Like, you know what I mean? I was like, you know, like it can't hurt. I was like, I actually made a decision. I was like, if there's a big line, I won't do it. If there's not a line, I'll do it. You know what I'm saying? So I went back and I was like, give me 150. All right, so I'm right there. We're right there. We're in it. So listen, the Knicks are playing the Cavs tonight, and it got ugly. So they played like last Sunday, I think it was. Whatever. Sunday, I think it was Sunday. And the Cavaliers beat the Knicks 108-87.
Yeah.
All right, so they beat them by 21 points. At MSG. That was after. It was last week. That was after when the Knicks said, Fizdale's broken the bond with them, and there's all this talk about him getting fired.
Yep. Exactly.
He loses this game tonight, he's done.
I agree.
He can't lose to the Cavs tonight. And get this, the Cavs have beaten them four straight times. Well, not even with LeBron. Like, they beat them 125-18. They beat them 108-87. And the Knicks are 5.5-point favorites tonight.
I'd take Cleveland.
There's no way in hell I would lay 5.5. Beeline's doing a nice job with this team. They're they're battling. They're 4-8. You know, they're 4-5 against the spread the last nine games. Like, Cleveland will compete. There's a lot of pressure on the Knicks tonight. I know there isn't. You'd think, well, how can it be pressure? Fizdale's going to get fired, like, after the game if they lose tonight. That's my prediction. They don't win this game, oh, yeah, he's done.
But he's like, hanging on by a thread right now. He's hanging. Exactly. He is hanging on by a thread now. You see the line movement in that game, too? It opened up at Knicks 2. By the time I did my update, Gabe, it was 5. That's crazy. You're telling me that many people
listen,
are going to
listen, Ken, we've only got 2 minutes.
Blow these. Okay, let's get
sorry,
to the
Ken.
Picks.
I was going to say, we've got 2 minutes. This is off the top of my head, and I just looked it up. As a diehard Raptor fan, I know Charlotte always gives us problems for some reason.
They do.
It's one of those deals. And I'm looking now, and it's like, yeah, they do. 113-111, 115-114. It's like, screw off, you Hornet. Like, you know, it was a different. Yeah. That was Kemba and stuff. Raptors will win tonight. They're back home. They probably cover, actually. The Raptors have been pretty good doing this. Listen, Houston, man, Harden's averaging 39 freaking points a game, bro. It's pretty crazy. Yeah. I got to give him credit. You got the Pacers at the Nets. I already won a Pacers net game earlier this year, betting on the Pacers. I actually think the Nets beat them tonight. I think the Nets. I don't bet on the Nets a lot this year. I think the Nets win tonight. I think the Nets win. I'm not laying 7.5 with Houston. I'd go over the 231 there. Milwaukee at Chicago. Maybe a Raptor or Milwaukee money line parlay. San Antonio at Dallas. Dallas probably win and cover there. Give me Phoenix, man, at home. Man, they're laying 3.5, though. We'll hit that on in-game live. Minnesota and Utah. Oklahoma City and the Clippers. Ooh, Chris Paul goes back again. Except everyone. It's a new team now and everything. Yeah. You know what, Cam? Give me the Brooklyn Nets. Let me see what a parlay pays with the Raptors and Milwaukee. Probably not much, but NFL football tonight, guys. I'm going to lay the 5.5 with the Chiefs. I'm going to go over to 52.5. I got Mahomes over 318.5 passing yards. I got Mahomes' longest completion over 43.5. Austin Eckler over 57.5 rushing and receiving yards. Long field goal over 46.5. And give me the Brooklyn Nets to beat the Pacers tonight, Cam.
Your parlay Toronto-Milwaukee is -166 on the money line. Hockey tonight.
That's not bad. I thought it would be like -198 or something like that. That's good.
No, it's -166. Washington and Arizona in hockey parlayed +132. Arizona in regulation -0.5 puck. Got to win in 60 minutes. NFL, San Diego +13 over 46 and San Diego +13 under 60. I'm middling this game tonight. Field goal over 46.5. I like it, Gabe. I also like Eckler. Combined 57.5. You're right. I found it on one of my other books. It was 57.5, not 61. And Hunter Henry, I got 2 bets for him. He's minus 4.5 receptions, -160. And I'll do the 5.5 receptions at +130 as well. May the winners be ours.
All right. We'll be back here at 8 o'clock in game live, breaking it all down. Live action, Monday Night Football this evening. You know how we do it. Great job, Yang. Great to be back. Thanks, everybody, for tuning in. Go do what you got to do in the next hour. We'll see you in 66 minutes.
NFL season is now upon us, and you can become the 8th person to win $1 million in a FanDuel or DraftKings tournament by setting their lineups using the DailyRotor.com DFS Lineup Optimizer. If you are playing daily fantasy sports and not using DailyRotor.com, you're doing it wrong. Sign up now for the NFL access with a faster optimizer, smarter DFS projections, and better results. Enter promo code ACTION for a 10% discount. That's promo code ACTION for a 10% discount. DailyRotor.com, where millionaires are made.
Here's what you missed on Game Time Decisions.
It's only a Washington Cowboy fan after they win. Like when they lose, I knew they weren't going to be good. And then Mondays after they win, you're wearing
There's
a Cowboy shirt.
No
I've caught on to you. All you Cowboy fans are the same. You all, when they lose, you don't call in. I remember when the Cowboys would win every Monday. How about them Cowboys? Cowboys.
What about Corey?
Cowboys lose, they just disappear. Corey's the same way. Corey's the same way.
Yeah, you get on me, Larry. I'm too hard on the Cowboys. Now today I'm a bandwagon fan. Weird, Gabe.
Yeah, make up
your mind which kind of guy I am, by the way. By the way, if you want to take a little cruise of the room here, there's plenty of Cowboy memorabilia. I have no problem telling people I'm a Cowboy fan. Hell, my wallet says Dallas Cowboys on them.
You got one of those Dallas Cowboys credit cards?
No, I've never done that. Cowboys, Islanders, or Yankees.
You're not a real fan,
credit
then.
Credit card, Gabe. I love those cards.
It'd be a hardcore fan. I'll get rejected.
Checkbook does have a Yankee emblem.
Get rejected.
Yeah,
so that's pretty hardcore.
Yankee.
Like your checkbook has a Yankee. Yeah, that's pretty hardcore.
Yeah. You're a fan. Yeah.
There's the checkbook for
you. Do you have a Cowboys tattoo?
No, I'm afraid of needles, man. I would get the star, but I don't like needles.
You got two stars
all
on your ass, George. One for each cheek.
Yeah, wife would love that.
One over each nipple, Cam.
Yeah, one
like two,
three.
Two stars, like right here.
That's it. Hey, baby, I'm Kurtz.
No, not getting a star, not getting the Yankee emblem, not getting the Islander thing either. No one is.
I remember.
I passed through. I'm like, I'm not getting a star.
I remember Eric Cohen telling me that he said, Cohen told me, he goes, I'm the biggest Bill fan there is. I said, sure you're not the biggest Bill fan there is. I said, you're a big Bills fan, but you're not a bigger fan than the Black Elvis or the guy that dresses up like a baker. Oh. like you're not a bigger Bills fan than that guy. Like, that guy's been there. You know, yeah.
But the Lions game. You like the Lions and the Bills. You can't be a big fan of a team if you got a second team. But
like, Pancho Bila, may he rest in peace. He was a Bills fan. Like, that's a Bills fan. Like, you got to be all in. Like, I told him. I said, you're a Bills observer. You're a Bills observer. You observe the Bills, but you're not like, there's different levels of fandom.
There is.
There
is.
Yeah, you're right. Like, if the Lions were good, Cohen would be on that wagon so fast.
Exactly. He loves the Lions when they're winning games, which is rarely.
I like the Lions. They're our cousins, but that's it. That's as far as it goes. It's like, hey, what's up, buddy? We wish the Lions well.
Be sure to follow all our social media at FNTSY Sports.